News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The Irish National Teachers Organisation has urged the Department of Education to reconsider a plan to resume special needs education later on this week. Teachers say the government have failed to address their grave safety concerns. And joining me now for more on this is Labour Education spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan. Eoin, what's your view on this? Obviously, the SNAs, the teachers, they are concerned. And I'm sure most people going back into the workplace, having been out of it during this current phase of Level 5 restrictions, are concerned. But obviously, the needs of these children is paramount as well. What needs to happen?
Well, you know, we were quite supportive of the minister trying to engage from the beginning of this year to do the right thing, which was to try and investigate as to whether this most vulnerable group of young people could get in school learning again. We don't blame her for that at all. But we have to say that the department seems to have forgotten exactly what was successful in August and September, which was a proper partnership approach, which was dealing with all the issues that were raised, which kept schools open from September up until very recently. And I have to say, you know, it's been very, very poorly handled, from an announcement made last week, which was obviously made without full agreement, to a letter that was sent to all schools at 8 o'clock last Friday evening about the potential reopening, to another letter that was sent from the minister to be passed on to parents, which seems to have a hint of "not my fault" off it. So, look, I think
is it not fair to say, Eoin, that the department has liaised with teaching unions throughout the last number of weeks on a very regular basis?
Liaising isn't enough. No, it isn't. And even today, we're getting statements from ministers saying that they had almost daily contact with representatives. That's not good enough. If this is serious enough, then the minister needs to be all over it, not just on a daily basis, but on an hourly basis. And I would think, if it's that serious, that having a situation now where the INTO are completely unsure as to whether they can sign off on this, we're forced to meet today.
I have to say, I'm confused. What could the minister do on an hourly basis? The public health guidelines are there. The public health webinar, which got apparently a very hostile reaction, was put up to allay fears. What do you expect her to do on an hourly basis?
I want you to engage. I mean, we have had a minister who the unions were able to tell us last November had met them once since September. Once. So the unions obviously don't feel, and the partners in education don't feel, they have a relationship with government. And
that,
if you're going to,
is that not something of a side issue? You've got special needs kids who are regressing, and everyone's saying that we should be on the same page about this. You have a department saying that they're in contact with the unions on almost a daily basis. You have advocacy groups for these children saying we are in desperate need. We heard from Adam Harris earlier on in the programme saying in desperate need of this support. Is it not incumbent on everybody, all the stakeholders, to get together and say, if we need vaccines, if we need PPE, whatever we need, we'll deliver it and get these kids back into school?
Sure, but that's exactly my point. My point is that partners in education have been working hard. The situation is very different, as you can appreciate from your previous conversation, than it was last September. The virus is clearly out of control and there's huge concern within the teaching and SNA community. But I do feel that, you know, there is still a possibility for vulnerable young people with additional needs to get back into the classroom, but it has to be done on the basis of a collaborative and partnership approach. And we have also said, we've tried to be as constructive as possible, that in terms of the next available vaccine distribution, that those who are working in this sector should be given priority.
Absolutely. I need to ask you one final question, because we're just coming up to the news. There are obviously competing needs here. There is the fears and the concerns that the SNAs and the teachers have. We understand that. But there is also the competing needs of the children who have special needs in terms of education, the additional needs. When those two sets of needs compete, who do you side with?
Everything needs to be done safely. These things are not perfect. And nobody, by the way, in the opposition, and certainly not in the Labour Party, is pretending that these are easy decisions for government to make. But they're made harder when you don't have a hands-on approach, when you make announcements that are on things that haven't been agreed, which has happened last Wednesday. I think that we can still salvage this, because the problem now is emerging clearer that a level of divisiveness is now growing in. The people are beginning to point fingers at each other, that there's tension between teachers and parents. We don't need any of that, because normally all of these advocacy groups and the best advocates for us and SEN students are their teachers and their SNAs.
So under normal circumstances, still, but this is somewhat different. And those groups do feel forgotten, as we've heard from many parents on the text line this morning. Look, thank you for speaking to us, though. I do appreciate that. Is Labour Education Spokesperson Eoin O'Riordan. 53106, when there are sets of competing needs here, what should happen? We have kids with additional needs who are at home. Their parents are deeply upset about their regression and their additional needs not being met. I understand the fear of teachers, but whose side are we on here? And do we not need to find some form of an accommodation? I'd love to know what you guys think.